You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jeannie from Tewksbury.
Hi, Jeannie.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Jeannie?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy this morning, and you're going to win yourself $1,000, okay?
That'd be great.
Kennedy has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Jeannie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Rob Reiner's son, Nick, has hired high-profile defense attorney Alan Jackson. Jackson recently made headlines all over the Commonwealth when he defended which client?
Karen Reed.
Snoop Dogg will do the halftime show for the Vikings-Lions Christmas Day game on Netflix. Has Snoop Dogg ever performed at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
Ariana Grande has become just the third woman ever to chart 7 albums at once on the Billboard 200, joining 2 absolute powerhouses, Whitney Houston and Taylor Swift. Name this Whitney Houston song. Take a listen.
I need a man who takes a chance. How will I know? Oh, no.
What did you
I
say?
I want to dance with somebody. Okay. I changed my mind.
Yeah,
I
good
want to
save.
Dance with somebody.
Yeah, that's why I was waiting until the song was over. Give you a chance. Question number 4. Timothée Chalamet revealed why he missed attending this year's Met Gala with his girlfriend Kylie Jenner. He said he decided to stay in their hotel room and watch the Knicks playoff game.
Girlfriends love when you do that.
What is the Knicks' full team name?
The New York Knicks?
Question number 5. Jim Carrey's The Grinch is ranked as the most iconic Christmas movie character. He's followed by Ebenezer Scrooge in 2 and Jack Skellington in 3rd. In the movie, what is the name of the mountain the Grinch lives on top of? Great question, Dan.
Thank
you. Crumpet.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Okay. That's a crazy pull.
That is wonderful. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Jeannie from Tewksbury, who has dropped the kids off at the bus stop, and then she sits in the car and listens to Campy Kennedy.
Perfect.
Just got 4 out of 5.
Woo! Well done, friend.
These are really hard, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 on the line.
That's what I hear.
Rob Reiner's son, Nick, has hired high-profile defense attorney Alan Jackson. Jackson recently made headlines all over the Commonwealth when he defended which client?
Karen Reed.
Tied at 1. Snoop Dogg will do the halftime show for the Vikings-Lions Christmas Day game on Netflix. Has Snoop ever performed at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
That was 2022 with Dr. Dre. Tied at 2. Ariana Grande has become just the third woman ever to chart 7 albums at once in the Billboard 200, joining 2 absolute powerhouses, Whitney Houston and Taylor Swift. Name this Whitney...
Kennedy!
Oh, wrong button there. Name this Whitney Houston song.
I need a man who takes a chance on a love that burns hot enough to last. So when the night falls, my lonely heart calls.
Name the song.
I want to dance with somebody.
I wrote that question just so we could rock out to Whitney after the game.
your little dropping of please play that song. So obvious.
Sorry, Dan. I love it. I got Teddy Swims coming next.
Yeah, we got to play Lose Control. The people haven't heard it in 25 minutes.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Timothy Chalamet revealed why he missed attending this year's Met Gala with his girlfriend Kylie Jenner. He said he decided to stay in their hotel room and watch the Knicks playoff game. What is the Knicks' full team name?
The Knickerbockers. The New York Knickerbockers.
4-3. Question number 5. Jim Carrey's The Grinch is ranked as the most iconic Christmas movie character. He's followed by Ebenezer Scrooge at 2 and Jack Skellington in 3rd. In the movie, what is the name of the mountain the Grinch lives on top of?
Grinch Mountain? Max's Mountain. Mean Guy's Mountain.
Akimo.
Kilimanjaro.
Mount Snow.
Stop it.
Mount Crumpet is actually the correct answer. Mount Crumpet.
Obviously.
Yes. 4-4 is the final score. Wow. That was wicked close,
that
kid.
That was a good one.
You almost got there, Jeannie. You almost got there. The New York Knicks.
I will someday.
Yeah, you will someday.
I believe in you.
Yep. Timothy Chalamet would be disappointed you got the next question wrong.
Yep. We appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Jeannie. I'm from Tewksbury, and I once again can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Linda from Revere.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's driving to Bagel Bin to get us all some bagels. What would you like, Kennedy?
Oh, plain.
Dan?
Oh, I like cinnamon raisin or an onion bagel with like the scallion and chives. Cream cheese.
Everything bagel also is really tasty.
Ooh, those are good.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Linda.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Good luck.
You know why she's bringing us bagels, Kennedy? It's because North Shore is the best shore. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You are going to win yourself $100. Kennedy is now gone into that studio where she's not able to hear anything that is happening on the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
The Rolling Stones won't tour in 2026 because Keith Richards isn't up for it. There's no word why, but he turns 82 tomorrow. Which group made the song Moves Like Jagger about Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger?
Oh my God, it's on the tip of my... Maroon 5?
Question number 2. Chris Hemsworth reflected on how balancing work, family, and fun is crucial to protecting the us in his marriage to Elsa Pataky. What country is Chris Hemsworth from where he and Elsa raised their kids?
Country. England.
Question number 3. The original stories that Disney based its most popular movies on often had downer endings, like Pinocchio killing Jiminy Cricket and The Little Mermaid being rejected and turning into seafoam. It's dark.
Mulan also has a real dark one.
Thankfully, Disney cleaned up the endings for kids. Which Disney movie is this song from?
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Name the song, or name the movie?
Pocahontas.
Thank you for not singing, Dan. I know that was a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of restraint on your part. Question number 4. The first trailer for the upcoming Steven Spielberg movie, Disclosure Day, was just released. Spielberg has won 2 Best Director Oscars, 1 for Schindler's List, and 1 for this 1998 war movie starring Matt Damon. Name that movie.
I don't know. I know it, but I can't think of it.
Question number 5. Jelly Roll says, He was colorblind for most of his life, but losing 200 pounds has changed that, and now he can see colors clearly again.
I had no idea weight loss would do that.
In the most common type of color blindness, people struggle to differentiate which two colors?
Red and green.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Linda got 3 out of 5 right.
Well done.
These are hard, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. You should probably quit right now and go home. Mm-hmm. Did she leave, Dan?
Don't go home before we get the bagels.
Oh, good point. I mean, they are tasty. The bestest of treats, right, Kennedy?
Yeah.
A bagel?
They're very tasty.
All right, here we go. Did I tell you she got 3 out of 5 right? Did I tell you they were hard?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to go home? Question number one, Rolling Stones won't tour in 2026 because old Keith Richards isn't up to it. He's going to be 82 tomorrow.
It's a miracle he's alive.
Which group made the song Moves Like Jagger about Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger?
Maroon 5.
1-1. Chris Hemsworth reflected on how balancing work, family, and fun is crucial to protecting the us in his marriage. Which country is Chris from where he and his wife Elsa raised their kids?
Australia?
It is Australia.
I'm going
to
say that.
2-1. Question number three. The original stories that Disney based its most popular movies on often had downer endings, like Pinocchio killing Jiminy Cricket and The Little Mermaid being rejected and turning into seafoam.
Oh, dude. Grimm's fairy tales are dark.
Thankfully, Disney cleaned up the endings for the kids. Which Disney movie is this song from?
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Pocahontas?
I still don't know how you heard that song twice and didn't sing along, Dan.
Self-restraint.
3-2, question number 4.
Why, though?
I feel like people didn't want to hear me.
The first trailer for the upcoming Steven Spielberg movie, Disclosure Day, was just released. Spielberg has won 2 Best Director Oscars, 1 for Schindler's List, and 1 for this 1998 war movie starring Matt Damon.
Saving Private Ryan?
Matt Damon. 4-2, question number 5. Jelly Roll says he was colorblind for most of his life, but losing 200 pounds has changed that. And now he can see colors clearly again. In the most common type of color blindness, people struggle to differentiate which two colors.
Red and green.
Is it? My dad has to have special socks, so he puts on the right color socks.
Christmas time must be wild if you're colorblind then, because everything is red and green.
It's true. 5-3 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Linda, unfortunately, you don't get the money, but you're not walking away without a great prize. You have won yourself 4 tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour coming to the TD Garden December 26th. Buy tickets at harlemglobetrotters.com/New England, but you're going for free, okay?
Nice. Thank you.
All right. 83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway, Brighton, Massachusetts.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, I just meant to drop off the bagels.
Oh.
I guess she wasn't bringing them, Dan. I guess she wasn't bringing them. My bad. I misread that situation. All right, Linda, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, you're wicked smart.
No argument.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Get into the Subaru Share the Love event. You can find out more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Julie from Blackstone.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio so I can beat you?
You bet. Good luck.
Thank you.
I like it.
I know. I'm trying.
And I love Blackstone, Dan. You know, that's my second favorite city in all of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. And your second favorite girl.
It is my...
Aw, thank you.
Yes. Right next to Redstone. I also love Redstone. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. Julie, you answer more right than Kennedy. You got $1,000 for you this morning, okay?
All right, let's go.
Kennedy's gone into that studio. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Question number one. Details have emerged of a new, darker version of this movie starring Hugh Jackman, the main character of these stories, robs from the rich and gives to the poor. Who is he?
Robs from the rich, gives to the poor. Robin Hood.
When I wrote that question, I wrote he robs from the rich and gives to the poops.
It's a solid typo.
It's a different movie. Question number two. Collider.com ranks It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia as the best TV comedy of 2025. It is followed by Overcompensating at number two. And this show about a young school teacher in Philadelphia ranks third. Name that show.
I'm going to say...
Need an answer.
I don't know.
Question number three. There's a new movie trailer for this director's new UFO movie called Disclosure Day. He has directed amazing films like Jaws and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Who is he?
Director of Jaws.
Yes.
Who is helping you?
I have my Steven Spielberg. I have my boss right now.
Oh yeah, boss is helping out. Yep. All right.
My boss is helping while we're doing kicking Alfredo.
Question number four: the new head football coach for the Sacramento State team used to be a backup dancer for this rapper, whose biggest hit is called "You Can't Touch This." Name the rapper.
MC Hammer.
Ah, we found our wheelhouse, Dan. And question number five, Meryl Streep's divorce is reportedly the holdup for her and her boyfriend not being able to go official. He stars in Only Murders in the Building. Who is he?
The one with glasses. I'm going to go with...
Yeah, we need an answer.
Okay.
I'm going to go... Martin Short.
Kennedy!
Where did that answer come from, Julie?
My head, because I'm like, it's either the short guy or the one with glasses.
Okay, all right. I'll give it to you. Just want to make sure there's nothing shady happening here.
We're not cheating.
Okay, good. Kennedy, welcome back.
Yes.
Julie got 4 out of 5 correct.
Uh-huh. While making chicken Alfredo, because she's a lunch lady.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
We did not get offered chicken Alfredo when I was in school. That must be new.
Square pizza. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready? $1,000 on the line for Julie. Did I tell you she got 4 out of 5?
You did.
Details have emerged of a new, darker version of this movie franchise that will star Hugh Jackman. The main character of these stories robs from the rich and gives to the poor.
Robin.
1-1, question number two. Collider.com has ranked It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia as the best TV comedy of 2025. It is followed by Overcompensating at number two, and this show about a young school teacher in Philadelphia in third.
Abbott Elementary.
2-1, question number three. There's a new movie trailer for this director's UFO movie called Disclosure Day. He has directed amazing films like Jaws and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Who is he?
Steven Spielberg.
3-2. The new head football coach for Sacramento State used to be a backup dancer for this rapper whose biggest hit is You Can't Touch This.
MC Hammer.
Yes, that is right. And question number 5. Apparently, Meryl Streep's divorce is the holdup for her becoming official with her boyfriend. He stars in Only Murders in the Building. Who is he?
Martin Short. They're the cutest couple in the whole wide earth.
Yeah. But they can't go Instagram official just yet, apparently.
Oh, I don't think either one of them cares.
I don't think either one of them works their own Instagram.
I don't know.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Julie. I'm sorry. You don't get the $1,000. But you were.
Congratulations, Kennedy.
Oh, well, thanks for playing. That was really good.
Yeah, you did great. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Julie from Blackstone, and I can't beat Kennedy today.
Have a good day at school.
Yes, and save
me. Slap it, Joe.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.